All right, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am one of your co-hosts, Mark Komar.
And I'm Josh Starnes.
And today we're going to talk about prospecting and networking the right way. In a recent episode, Josh and I both kind of discussed prospecting and networking, well, more so networking, from the standpoint of a candidate who's just lost their position, lost their job, and they're looking to try to get procured by another, you know, career path. And we talked about the importance of networking effectively and efficiently. If you haven't listened to that, go listen to that podcast. But what we're going to talk about today, Josh has a unique perspective from a different angle that we want to talk about, the networking the correct way that leads into the proper prospecting so we can have a better synergy from the hiring managers and the procurement departments and the staffing firms that are looking to be recruited and used by these departments. But there's a certain way in which you need to do it, and Josh has a perspective that I think you all need to hear. So Jay Money, I'm going to give you the platform, brother, and then we'll take it from there.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Mark. Hey, so again, guys, this is just my way of doing things. This is just my perception. If you have another way you feel works better, we would love to hear it, because let's just face it right now, it's difficult times, okay? Anybody that's in this industry who is trying to bring on new logos, it's rough. And then I talk to managers every day. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired of being spammed. I'm so tired of getting these 1,000 emails and phone calls and voicemails and text messages. It never stops. And I hear you. I completely understand your pain, because for us, what's hard is we are good at what we do, and we do bring a ton of value. And our goal is always to become an extension of you and your existing team, which means you can count on us for anything.
Right.
But in order for us to get there, you have to create a relationship. So how do you create a relationship out of nowhere? You know, Mark loves to use relationship analogies. And it's funny, I just watched Hitch the other day. And my favorite part of the whole movie is in the beginning, where the dude goes over and gives the lady a $100 bill and says, hey, a couple of Coronas with limes, and walks away from her, right? And the girl follows him and says, hey, I don't work here. She uses some choice language, but I'm going to choose to leave that out of this for...
You're doing it right. You're doing it right.
So anyway, he pulls her away and he says, well, how else was I supposed to get you away from all those guys? Mm-hmm. Well, to be honest, that really applies with what we're doing with prospecting. How do we get this hiring leader away from all the people that they're currently working with and all the new noise that they're hearing to work with us?
Wait, can I just real quick, Jay, you got to get the golfers clap for that. That was a great analogy on relationship. I love that. And Hitch was a fantastic movie. So great job of drawing us two together. Continue.
Perfect. And I figured you'd like that. And it's just funny how the little things that pop in my mind. But so let's talk about it. Okay. Hiring leaders, procurement, HR, they're tired of us. They are, because we are inundated with reach out. Mm-hmm. Here's what I found works best. And again, we talk about this in almost every podcast we do. It's some extent of relationship building, networking. So my suggestion is you've got to bring some sort of value. You know, when you call these organizations, if you're blanketing, and I'm 100% guilty of this in my past. If you're blanketing 1,000 companies a day, just sending them random stuff, you're probably not going to get anywhere. You might find that, I guess the math equation that's actually been put out there is 1% of 1/10 is the response rate for sending what they considered spam emails. Now, you could have worked all night on this email. You could be so proud of it. Oh my gosh, this says everything about what we do. But the reality is, do they care? If that hiring leader, that HR person, that procurement person doesn't have that specific need at that specific time, they're never going to answer you, or they're going to tell you they're not interested. So my suggestion is LinkedIn, it's huge. LinkedIn is the best place to network for companies. Go to the company, find out about the company, find out who's who, start, you know, connecting with the people who are who's who, start kind of having some conversations about that. See what they're posting, see what they're talking about, see what their pain points are. Do some research on the company. Now, when you send that company an email, company ABC, they're in the medical field. Well, we know a lot of medical fields, security is huge. I mean, everybody read what happened to United Healthcare, right? And if you haven't, you need to go do that. Well, if it can happen to them, it can happen to anybody. So you need to be like, hey, look, I know that this happened to a competitor of yours. We work a lot in the medical field. You need to bring some sort of value. But you need to, and you, in my opinion, you need to stay persistent. Just because you send one email doesn't mean they saw it, doesn't mean they didn't forget to get back to you. So what I like to do is I like to connect with them on LinkedIn, find out a little bit about them, shoot them an email. And my emails are very, very simple. Hey, wanted to make sure you had my contact information in case something comes up. Here's a few things that we might be able to help you with, such as security, storage, maybe some of your Microsoft policies. Because let's be real, most clients today do not have their Microsoft set up correctly. Let's just throw that out there. That's I know it's random, but you don't. And there's a lot more features. Reach out to us. We'll help. Anyway, so with that, you need to make sure that you're providing value. Because if, I'm sorry, but let's ask yourself, find something that doesn't pertain. Like I could care less about, and I'm going to use this, I hope my kid doesn't hear me, but Pokemon. I don't know anything about it. I know he's a little yellow guy. I don't know what he is. I don't know what he does. But if you send me an email on Pokemon, delete it. But that's how they feel.
Right.
If, and they're getting 500 a day. So here's how I feel. Everybody today has been doing their job for quite some time. They've already networked. They have their reach out people. The companies have their reach out people. So if Mark is going into a new company and he's going in as the IT director, and this company's been established since, I don't care, 1980. So it's been there for quite some time. In that, they've created relationships. They've built vendors. They've brought people in. People have been successful. They've done things. So how do you stand out? That's the hard part. The only way you're going to stand out is providing value and not spamming them a bunch of times and creating a relationship. You know, I like to find something that's off topic. Last week, I sent an email out about The Blacklist. I just finished that series on Netflix, and quite frankly, I was very disappointed with the ending. I was. But I reached out to some people to say, hey, what did you think? And you know what's funny is I got some responses back. I didn't send anything about business. I just asked them if they had a chance to see it too. So it was fun. Create conversations. People buy from who they like and trust. Okay. If they like you and they trust you, they're going to buy from you. They're going to work with you. They're going to listen to what you have to say. Once you have that established, you've got your framework for your house. We're building a house. We've built our foundation. We know who they are. They know who us. We know they have kids. We know what they like to do. We know something about them. Mm-hmm. Now we start building our walls, our structure, and start putting it all together. And that takes time. It very rarely, and it does happen because it happens to me all the time, but on a much lower percentage, where you send somebody something and they're like, hey, I'm interested. Let's have a conversation tomorrow. And it just doesn't happen today. I mean, Mark, so you're more on the business side of things. You created businesses. I hope you're doing okay over there. But from a business perspective, would you consider relationships being the most important part of the whole process?
I am so sorry, guys.
I think he's okay.
Right. But yes, relationships, Josh, to answer your question, is paramount. It's the impetus to the ability to be able to get in with the business, a company, to be able to work with people. And we approach it differently at Kane Ross. Everything you gave is our quality tactics. I totally agree. Dialing back, trying to offer value, actual value. But what does value mean? excuse me, guys. I do apologize. Here in Atlanta, I guess we have a lot of pollen.
But what it's that time.
It is that time right now. Real life, real time. What we have to think about, how we approach it, I don't like to send out a lot of emails. I don't like my team doing that. We talked about this in other episodes, and I stand by it. We were able to build the connections that we have with American Express, with Citizens Bank, with certain companies that we work with, because we actually believe in boots to the ground. I'm 42. I've had 20 companies. I've been in business for 20 years and I've had multiple companies. The way I've always been able to reach people is in person, relationships, personal relationships. When you develop the personal connection, they get a chance to understand, you know, I have a daughter, you know, they get a chance to see me in action. They know I wake up at, you know, 4 a.m. to meditate. I go to the gym to work out at 5. I'm at the office, you know, at 6 on the dot, you know, before the team gets there, you know, that type of thing. But they see this on a daily basis and we have conversation about this and they can see, you know, my enthusiasm for what I bring to the business. So they see the value by real time, right, Josh? And they can, the same way they see with you, when they work with you and you go into the company suited up, right? They can see your fit and they can feel your energy, that you're not sitting there drinking a whole bunch of coffee and, you know, just to stay awake, but they can tell that you take care of yourself. That brings a certain level of commitment, and they say, okay, this person I can trust. Like you always talk about, Josh, know, like, and trust is the process, right? And so this is what we try to bring to people, right? And so I firmly agree with you. Networking is important, but how do we do it? Okay. And I want you to take over from there, Josh, real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like he said, you get to know us, you'll like us, you'll get to trust us. It's very simple. You know, in that process, there's a lot of things that happen. You know, I know you're currently working with vendors, and we've talked about why it's good to sometimes filter through those vendors or bring in new vendors. There's a ton of different reasons as to why, but from a prospecting perspective, in order to be effective, you have to provide value. You have to bring something to the table. But here's my biggest thing is you have to care. Okay. It doesn't matter what part you play in all of this, is you have to care about the next part. Like, it takes multiple people. Like, we can be the greatest agency on the planet with the greatest process, but if you guys aren't holding up to your end of the deal, it's not going to work as well as you want it to. I can only control so much. Control the controllables. So it's the same thing with prospecting. The only thing you can do is the best that you can do. You reach out to the company, you're providing value with your message, and then once you've executed and you've got that meeting, you've got them to give you a chance, now it's real. You have to care about what you did. It's not just a selling part. You have to do what you need to do to continue that, to maintain it, to keep it moving, to keep it going. So there's parts of this that needs to play. But so here's my challenge, and I'm going to go threefold, okay? So we're going to talk about the hiring leaders. Hiring leaders, I get it. You're overwhelmed. You're annoyed at this point. But take the time once in a while to just see what people are saying. You know, so if somebody messages you on LinkedIn, take the time to just look through their page and see what they bring. You know, if it's somebody that you could potentially use, you know, I know you're busy. Maybe you're implementing a new ERP system and you just have no time whatsoever. And I understand that. We all get busy. But if prospecting is done correctly and it's with care, you know, I can't send a pigeon to you anymore. I'd love to. I'd love to handwrite you a letter and strap it to my pigeon and send it to you and it flies into your office and you read it and then you do the same thing. It doesn't work that way. But I do believe that it's not. You know, pre-COVID, I think you could send 1,000 emails. I know you could cold call everybody in the world and you'd get somewhere. But I think since COVID is nobody's really working in the office anymore, so they don't have desk phones. So you can't just surprise. They get cell phones, which tell them it's spam.
Right.
It's just, there's so many things working against us that we have to get back to building relationships. And it's for everybody. Candidates looking for a job, build relationships. Candidates working with agencies, build a relationship. Managers, build a relationship. Managers working with agencies, build a relationship. Agencies working with everybody, build a relationship. At the end of the day, you have to build a successful relationship and go from there. Like you said, people buy for who they like, know, and trust. And the way to get there is to create a relationship.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you, Jay. And the beautiful thing about our platform is, like, Jay has his perspective on things and I have mine, but we both come together. And I understand exactly what he's saying. The emails are important and relationships are important. But I do believe there is a way where Jay, you can kind of go against me if you want to on this, and this is fine. I think if we're a agency out there trying to understand how to connect with companies, we need to get back to more of what you're saying, what we talked about in the last episode, being more personable and actually getting to events where we can be more hands-on, tactile. I think the problem that we're facing right now in this particular market, and you can correct me right if I'm wrong, like I said, I'm gonna give you the platform in a second. I think the problem right now is because they are getting inundated, like you said, with so many emails, so many companies calling, so many, messages about what we can provide. Our bill rate is this, you know, we offer the lowest this, you know, we have, you know, a database of, you know, 5,000, you know, recs that we can, you know, fill it right away. They get all of this so much, but yet no one really knows Susan's birthday. No one really understands Susan's, you know, how long she's been at that job, you know, and how, you know, how she really worked to get that job and how she's struggling to maintain her position as the hiring manager, right? Nobody really knows Susan. Now, you know, she has two kids and, you know, one is about to go to, college soon. And that's her, you know, her, the one she's closest to, right? Nobody knows that. And so the value is they don't value Susan. So why should Susan value us through multiple emails that we're sending when we didn't get a connection? Now, the question comes, how can you meet Susan when you're based in Phoenix and she's based in Boston, right? Like, how do you connect with her, right? Physically, or, you know, and get to know her and get to know all these things. And I think that's where the challenge comes in now. So what's your thought about that, what I'm bringing up so far?
Yeah, and I, you're right, it's hard, you know, especially with a lot of companies now being able to work statewide, you know, we're able to work with everybody. We're not just kind of in territories anymore, where it used to be more territorial. You know, if you're in Phoenix, you're working in Phoenix. If you're in California, you're working with California. But I do believe there are a lot of networking events everywhere. There's networking events in California. There's networking events in Arizona. There's networking events in New York and everywhere. So find your local networking events. Me personally, you're right. Right now, it's very hard to go meet somebody. So what I like to do is, hey, let's do a virtual lunch. You grab your lunch, I'll grab my lunch. We can get to know each other a little bit. You can do it over Teams. Teams can help. You know, I like to, after I've had a conversation, of course, I typically see if they do have a Facebook or an Instagram or something. Now, once you have had a couple conversations and you're hitting it off, I think it's acceptable to you know, send out an invite. You get to know them a little bit more, but you need to know them a little bit before you start to get to that point. But having an insight, looking at somebody's Facebook will tell you what they're into. It'll tell you who they are outside of work. It'll tell you what kind of person they are. There's so much you can learn. I mean, you look at mine and it's kids and my car and just out playing and having fun and weightlifting all the time. So,
right.
Yeah. So you understand, I like my family, my cars, and working out. So it's very simple. So we can relate very easily. Now, finding relatable topics is good to talk about. You know, it doesn't always have to be business because, again, you need to have friends. And I'm going to tell you why. So how many times is working at an agency, do you have a candidate not show up to an interview? Or a candidate didn't show up to the first day of work? Now, if you're working and you have no relationship with this client's probably gone. It happens more often than not. You know what? I'm not working with them. They had one chance. But if they like you and you have a chance to explain, hey, look, unfortunately, we're dealing with people. You can't control people. We did our best. We made phone calls. We called them half hour before. They're more likely to listen to you. So creating that solid relationship is what's most important. But again, guys, it has to start somewhere. All great relationships have to start somewhere.
And let me say, you answered it perfectly. And that again, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we work well together, he and I, because he's absolutely correct. You see how he, even though it is difficult for someone now to get in person, it is extremely difficult with everything being so, you know, virtual and being online. But everything he said is ways to navigate it to where you can still build a relationship, have a virtual lunch, you know, literally have a virtual lunch. I don't know how many people, to be honest with you, Jay, I mean, I've done it, but for people who want to work with me and my company, I don't get offers like that. I get emails. I get emails sent to me saying, this is what we offer. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? But I don't get that personal touch of, hey, I want to take you to a virtual lunch and, you know, I'll get you, you know, a virtual emoji coffee. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, right? That in itself is unique, and that would stand out to me to where now I want to get to know who this person is and what kind of value can you bring to me for the business side after that, right? You've already shown me you think outside the box and you can move outside the box in relation to how do you want to network with me, which is phenomenal. So ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to say, even though I was saying, and I still stand by, we want to get to a personal connection. We're both saying the same thing. Is how do you go about doing it? Is the difference between networking the right way and then, or just being what most people are, which is just hounding someone and sending messages just to say, hey, come mess with our company. Come deal with us because we're different than our competitor. Everybody says the same thing on that. Everybody does. You're not offering any value or anything different with that. So I love that you did answer that in a way where, again, we see that you care about developing and nurturing something that will allow it to grow and plant a seed, as opposed to just saying, I want your business. Because that's all you're saying when you just send emails regularly. You know what I'm saying? No shit, you want my business. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. You know what I'm
saying? I mean, I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm not looking for this particular sale, this particular placement. I want to work with you for the long haul. I want to be placing candidates and working with you for the next 10 years or in following you to your next career and your next career and your next career. I want to be that trusted advisor that you come to.
Right.
But that foundation has to be started. It has to be somewhere. And I do put that in my email. It's funny on the bottom. All great relationships have to start somewhere. I've even put it in the subject line. Hey, all great relationships. So do they have to be willing to bring you in? But there are some creative ways that you can show them, hey, look, I'm a little bit different than everybody else that's in your inbox talking about that, you know, hey, I can save you 5% on your next candidate. Well, great. You know, cheap's not always better.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean you're getting a better candidate. You know,
Talk about that. Like everybody thinks, okay, well, we come underneath the price of your current. And it's like, wait, that doesn't mean that that's better. Like, that does not mean that you're going to you're going to follow up. You're going to make sure you get the proper recruits. You make sure, you know, you talk to me and, you know, and network with me when we have someone that doesn't fit the bill and we had them on site. We need to now fill this rec, you know, again, within the next, you know, 30 days because we need this position. You know, but that doesn't mean you're going to be prompt. You know, it just means that you're cheaper. Great. Thank you. Cut the price. Everybody can do that. Anybody can do
that. But that price was probably cut on the candidate side, meaning they're not paying your candidate what they're worth, which means in 6 months when they figure that out for themselves and they say, hey, I want more money and there's no more money to give them, then did it benefit you or not? I don't think so.
It doesn't.
So there are a lot of things to this puzzle. And, you know, Mark and I would get on a call with you. We're talking to you about open positions. We're talking about things that you could potentially need. We're going to educate you on what the market looks like. If you say, hey, I've got a budget of $80 an hour and we're just too far, we're going to tell you that. We're going to tell you why. We're going to tell you what the market looks like. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to tell you what our markup is on top of it because we've got things, we've got expenses. From an agency's perspective, we're covering W-2. We're covering a lot of different fees that we have to pay for so that you don't have to.
Tax. Yeah.
So you have to understand that. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the candidates are paid what they want to be paid. That way you're getting the best available talent out there. Mm. There's a method to this. And working with a good agency is going to educate you on that whole process.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Networking properly. I love what Josh said. It's, you know, you got to build a relationship, bring value, but you have to separate yourself. You have to stand out and you have to be the thing that reason why Josh and I have been successful and we've been able to move forward is because we actually care. If you hear how he's talking about this, he cares about being with you for the long term. And I love the hitch analogy. That was fantastic. But I still got to go back to that because one thing I always do, as you know, I love relationships. Like, you know, whenever I talk to a young lady or, you know, I want to embark upon a relationship with a young lady, my first thought when I'm ready to embark upon that relationship with her is what's the next 6 months, a year, you know, going to be like, you know, with this particular person. So what I like to do is set the parameters up front. Like, look, this is not, I'm not just trying, it's not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am situation here. This is I want to grow with you. I want to, you know, learn with you. I want to build with you. So I want you to know that in the very first encounter. Some people may say that's a little bit much, but I feel like, look, I'm a quality guy. I have value that I'm trying to bring to you, right? Same way with my companies, same way with Josh. We're bringing quality to you. So we want to set the parameters off top from the very beginning to let you know, like he said, a relationship has to start somewhere, but I also want to make sure you know I'm looking to build with you for the long haul. This is not just about just one rec, you know, and get one position so I can show my boss that, hey, I'm trying to reach the quota. You know, this is not about that for us. It's literally about the fact that we want to make sure we grow together, we build together, and we set that parameter off top. That's the value as well. People can read and they can understand and they can sniff out, oh, you just want to come in, you know, just to get the goods, right? Just to get the placement. They can smell that. That's another reason why emails, the constant phone calls don't work because it's literally like, hey, I'm just trying to come in real quick and just, you know, reach my quota. Tell my boss today I sent out 100 emails. You know, tell the team, yeah, I did it. I sent out, you know, a number of contacts. What you think, Josh? Am I correct?
Oh my gosh. And that's going to be a whole nother podcast when we talk about managing on a metric system. Oh my goodness. It doesn't work. If you are a hiring leader and you are managing people on the metrics, that's why you're failing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to explain why, but not today.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I know you have a lot of this because you're right. Everybody wants to say it's a numbers game. No, I love what Josh always talks about. What they always say, know, like, and trust. There's a reason why it goes in that order. People have to know you. They have to like you. They have to trust you. If it's just based off of numbers, it's never going to work. It doesn't. You know, nobody wants to buy just based off because, oh, well, I'm number 999. So I guess it's just time for me to, fill that position for you and pay you. Right? It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. You know, so guys, it's a proper way to network the right way, prospect the right way. And we hope that we shed some light on this. If you want to go deeper on our website, we're going to go into the firepower techniques and actual skills and actual tools that you can use to make sure you have a step-by-step actionable approach to prospecting and networking the right way. You can always go to our website, higherpowertech.com, and we can give you the information you need. Josh and I are always available. If you have questions, you can schedule consultations with us for 30 minutes or 60 minutes, and we'll be happy to go over with you if you have any questions. Jay, anything else you want to say before we close out, brother?
No, I think that this was a great lesson, and I think that it might help alleviate some frustration with today's challenges, and just know that it is hard, okay? It's extremely difficult with what we're doing. But my ask is hiring leaders, be a little bit more open to bringing in some new people, looking at some different emails, answering some of those phone calls, creating some more meetings. But us as suppliers, vendors, we've got to get better at our outreach, our approach, what we say, the content, the messaging. We got to get better. We could do more.
Yeah, and I second that motion. I champion the latter of what you said, the former what you said rather, because I agree. I think it boils down to us. If we're going to go out here and we're going to be the, staffing firm and recruiting firms, we have to do a better job of positioning ourselves in a way where they want to hear from us. And then Josh and I both, we do a good job of it, but we just have to continue fighting to be the example of what we want, hiring managers to see. And we're up for the challenge because we understand this. Josh and I both know we're quality. We know what we bring. And we also know, too, that once companies, do work with us, they're happy. And that's why we're in business. we get the results done. And I would tell you this last, but let me just throw this out and you can piggyback on this real quick before we close out. This is one reason why we started this platform, because we do have success and we do have companies that you can call and reference, to how we work and how we deal with business. Our network with these companies is the reason why we are in business still, because we do provide quality service. And that is our networking capability to go into other companies and start conversation, because we're referred from the warm market of who we're already dealing with. So again, if you do it right, it's not that complicated. It's just about doing it right and doing it consistently and doing it with passion and doing it with care. So that's why we're here to help teach you guys how to do. All right. Does that make sense? What I said, Jay?
Absolutely. Remember guys, people buy from people they know, they like, and they trust.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, guys, we appreciate you. If you want to get more from us, go to the Firepower Around our website and we'll connect with you there. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you guys shortly.
Bye, guys.